This recording, Netherlands 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in the mirror. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot-mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bait the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in a little town called Nieuwpoort in the Netherlands. What you guys call junior high is kind of what we have also until you're about 12 years old. At that point, you have to make a decision what kind of career you want to have. So some people go to technical trade schools. Some people go to higher education, which would be more a high school level. I did that, and I did that for 5 years, and I teach organic chemistry mainly. The definition of organic chemistry is a chemistry that deals with the element carbon. Virtually anything you look at, or touch, or eat, or drink is organic. The old days, organic was defined as it has to be living material, which turned out to be not really true. It's dead material that has organic material in it too. A lot of people think organic is a very different thing these days, right? Because organic farming and our organic products, and that's kind of funny that it has come out like that. That's not quite the meaning of the word organic chemistry. It was good at it too, so that kind of helped, of course. I was not so good at other subjects, but chemistry always sort of worked well for me. So I just enjoy mixing different chemicals and seeing the color change or seeing a solid material form or seeing something dissolve. It is fascinating. And so I've always liked it. I was born in Nieuwpoort, and then I moved to Strijen, which is a very tiny little town in the Netherlands, just south of Rotterdam. Then I lived in Leiden for a few years. I stayed there for 2 years after that, and then I decided to move to Canada. I met somebody at a conference. I mean, I knew I wanted to do something different. Felt like I wanted to get away. The opportunities in the Netherlands weren't many of them. So I'm sorry, part of this first paragraph, okay? Hier is een verhaaltje voor u. Sarah was een zuster voor dieren en ze had al een tijdje bij een oud dierentuin in een verlaten district gewerkt. Zo, ze was heel erg blij dat ze een nieuwe baan bij een hele mooie private praktijk in het noordelijke gedeelte.